helping share the load on the bright side of the street.
Sounded like Gail had a load. If you're just joining us, we're in the middle of a conversation helping Gail. She has her stuff accumulated from 28 years of marriage, and then stuff accumulated from her parents that she inherited, and now trying to sort through it all.
Where do I go from here? Right, Gail?
Right.
And it's a
load
bit
for sure.
And it's a busy Gail working 12 hours a day. So
it's
where do you start?
What resources are there that you can trust?
The number one resource is your own head and heart, Gail. You need to be thinking through the Rosie on the House mantra about getting organized at your house. You need to assess and inventory what you have. And then every single thing that you've inventoried, you can either repurpose it, recycle it, donate it, sell it, gift it, or throw it away. And I can tell you that I would encourage all of our Arizona homeowners to never forget about our good friends Habitat for Humanity. They have 11 restores in Arizona.
A lot.
They have a lot. Great, great facility for donating household items that are in good condition, and the proceeds that Habitat gains by selling these products all go to fund another Habitat home. Habitat is all about a hand up, not a hand out. So your donations create a legacy of empowering the community. Habitat for Humanity, don't forget them, Restore.
And I know you were saying that you're busy, and are there resources you can trust? Well, if you can, to come inventory it for you, if you can't take the time to inventory it yourself.
Or have the emotional stamina.
Well, I was going to say, and you can't remember what's in it. Man, just call an estate auction. Have them come pick it all up. I mean, that's obviously not what you're remembering your parents by if you can't remember what's in their stuff, you know? So just, call an estate auction. They'll come pick it all up and be gone. Find someone else will repurpose it.
That's right.
A couple weeks ago, we were talking with Brian from Ash Fork, who had called in and was trying to get his door sealed up. He was having a little bit of problem.
Ash Fork, probably one of the windier little spots in Arizona. So weatherproofing a door opening or window opening is pretty critical there.
You don't get named a flagstone capital of the world in a forest.
That's right.
So we talked him through getting some trimming it up and sealing it up and tightening it up, and had mentioned a fairly new product that we had been sent at the end of it. It's called a cinch, and it was at the time nothing we had. It was new to us just within the week. So we, like all things at Rosie on the House, dug a little deeper, did a little bit more homework, and here to tell us more about the cinch door weather stripping, Mr. Sean Mossman. Good morning, sir.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
Well, let's start back, because the most fascinating part of this is the company's history in weather stripping. How did it start?
Sure. So MD Building Products, we're the leading supplier in the U.S. of air sealing products for doors and windows that customers can find at retail home centers to do it themselves. Actually, our company founded 92 years ago. Our founder, L.A. Mecklenburg, was building a house in 1920 in Oklahoma, which if anybody can do some quick history in their own mind, is right smack in the middle of the Dust Bowl. So his wife was complaining about the red clay blowing in around the door and around the windows and said, L.A., you got to get something done about this. I'm not going to ruin all my new furniture and everything. And so he went out into a shed and put together, fashioned a strip of copper into a V-strip, nailed it to the bottom sides of his door. Friends and neighbors saw it, loved it, wanted the same thing. So he did that, went to the state fair with his new invention in 1920, sold out in a day. And we've been in business for 92 years ever since. We've literally invented the product and have been advancing the ball down the field with air sealing for do-it-yourself customers for 92 years, up to the point now where we've got the new cinch door seals that you were talking about, which is a really exciting development, the next gen of door seals for the residents.
Well, let's go to that. 92 years later now, we've got the cinch line. What is this designed to solve for homeowners?
Sure. Well, it's a very simple way to fill the gaps that that exist around, especially older homes, as they settle and the weather stripping that comes on the new doors deteriorates over a period of time. It's essentially two products, one for tops and sides, one for the bottom of the door, called the door sweep. What we did is, you know, again, we've been making it for 92 years. Traditionally, the product went on with screws. You needed a drill. You needed to drill pilot holes. You needed to measure it up and cut it with a hacksaw. And traditionally, that project took about an hour, hour and a half for even the best do-it-yourselfer to do. What we did is we went to our good friends at 3M, who we have a long-time relationship with. We asked them to develop an adhesive that we could use so that we could put an adhesive on the traditional weather stripping that goes around the doors or on the bottom of the doors. They found us a really great adhesive that we're now using, and the new product we created along with 3M is called Cinch, and it is simply a measure, cut, peel, and stick. It takes an hour and a half long project down to 5 minutes to peel the entire door. It's available at any, you know, most any home center that you can find in Arizona or around the country. And an entire door can be sealed for no more than $30. And it really literally takes about 5 minutes.
And the average home probably has a front door, back door, side door, three doors. You know, less than $100 you can get in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, and let's call it $100 with tax. And you got your door sealed up. What Cinch, C-I-N-C-H, just like it sounds.
Absolutely, and that's for obvious reasons. It's very, very simple to do now. It not only does it tighten things up, but it's super easy. And really, you know, what we had in mind when we developed this product was the newer homeowner coming online under 40, like, you know, like myself and a lot of my friends who, you know, weren't raised traditionally to, in a lot of cases, to learn a lot about fixing up their house. Maybe some of the people that you get calling in and asking questions about how to do this and how to do that. And so with them in mind, we wanted to make it as simple as possible to make the home more comfortable and lower their utility bills, which is, I think, ultimately the goal, right? That by sealing doors and windows, the EPA estimates that the average homeowner can save 20% a year on their utility bill, which in Arizona means somewhere in the range of $400 a year just on your cooling bill alone. So you're talking about a pretty big, pretty quick payback on a $100 investment, 15 minutes of time.
You can also go to their website and see a little tutorial on how to do it yourself if you need pictures, if you're a visual person and would like to see it being installed firsthand. They've got a pretty nice website that they've put it on there for us. Sean Mossman, we appreciate your time. I have it firsthand. He's actually pulled off in Amarillo to talk this interview on his way from Oklahoma to Colorado. So we appreciate you being accommodating to our Rosie on the House listeners.
The kids are in the back seeing Dad. Dad. I mean, they're trying to
skiing.
Yeah, as I understand, they're trying to get to Crested Butte. If I was a kid in the back seat, I'd be in a pretty impatient mode. Sean, we certainly appreciate you joining us and carving time out of your family vacation spring break trip to join us and educate us here at Rosie on the House. Folks, I have to tell you, I've been to the website. I've looked at the little video tutorial. If you've never ever done one home improvement project in your life and you want a project that you can break the ice and get started on, installing the Cinch weather stripping would be a great first step. It really is as easy as Sean makes it sound and as easy as they make it look on the video.
And the good news about it is if you still just are that unable to accomplish it and you mess it up, it's $30. You're not set back a whole awful lot here. Just start on the back door that no one comes in and out for it before you know, do the front door.
That is a very...
By the time you get there, you may have it all figured out.
That is a very wise piece of information and advice. Let's see if we can sneak a call in real quick, buddy. Where are we going to go next? We've got Dave and Susie and Bruce and Ron. Ron, welcome to Rosie on the House. How can we help you, my friend?
Yeah, Rosie, I have a manufactured home that was built in, I think, 97 or 98, and it has the plastic tubing, you know, for the plumbing underneath.
Uh-huh.
And I understand this stuff now is either illegal or you can't buy it anymore. But anyway, I was going to go to either copper or this blue, kind of a hard rubber.
Uh-huh.
And in your opinion, which is best, copper or this blue tubing?
Okay. What I'm going to defer you to is I'm going to give you the advice of our Rosie certified plumbers. We have certified plumbers from Tucson to Phoenix to Prescott Quad City area. And I'll tell you, if you called every one of them and polled them, half of them would say, go with the blue flexible. It's called PEX. And the other half would say, go with copper. Either will probably do you just fine. What would it be at my house? Copper.
You'd still do copper?
I would.
All right. You know, I did it when I built, what was that? Was that 06, 07, 06, 05? So the copper was probably in 05. So it's about 8, 9 years old now. I think I might do PEX if I build next. The next one. I think I may switch over.
Talk to the home improvement experts now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.